Praise be Jesus and Mary. This is how you are to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven. In today's gospel passage from Matthew chapter 6, Jesus continues his Sermon on the Mount and here teaches his disciples how to pray. First, however, he teaches how not to pray. In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. When praying, we need to focus on quality and not so much on quantity. If we pray well, we'll want to pray more. And the contrary is also true. If we don't pray well, we'll eventually give up prayer altogether. So quality first in our prayers. God desires to hear us. And this is an amazing truth. God does desire to hear us. He desires to hear all that we have to say, provided it comes from the depths of our hearts and souls. And even if that is expressed in just a few words, maybe even a single word, or no word at all. God doesn't want to hear our babbling, mere words with no heart motivation whatsoever behind them. Empty words. Words meant to try to force or manipulate God as if that were possible. To do what we want simply because we said X number of prayers for X number of days, weeks, months, or maybe even years. God wants us to pray always from the heart and with the heart. This is always a beautiful prayer, a powerful prayer. In giving us the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gave us the perfect prayer. It's the perfect vocal prayer. And no wonder that we in the church, we pray all the time. At every Mass, the Liturgy of the Hours, our private prayers. Tertullian once said that the Our Father is a summary of the whole gospel. Everything's in it. Everything we could say to God or ask of God is in some way contained in it. St. Thomas Aquinas affirmed, the Lord's Prayer is the most perfect of prayers. In it we ask not only for all the things we can rightly desire, but also in the sequence that they should be desired. Most importantly, by means of the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches us to pray with the attitude and dispositions of the child who turns to God as he is, as a most loving and merciful Father, our Father, who art in heaven. As St. John reminds us in his first letter, see what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. If we really understood this simple truth that Jesus teaches us and is summarized in the Our Father, and if we lived according to this truth and prayed accordingly, what spiritual wonders, what marvelous transformation would occur in our lives, just as we see it in the lives of all the saints. Here, an episode from the life of Saint Therese is worth mentioning. You probably heard it before. It's always worth repeating. One day, the saint was in her cell, absorbed in deep prayer and contemplation. And suddenly, a fellow sister came to her room in order to speak with her, but quickly noticed that Therese had been praying deeply and in great thought, and that her eyes were dampened with tears. When asked why she was so moved, the saint responded that she had been praying and thinking about the first words of the Our Father, and then said so simply, it's so beautiful to call God our Father. May we too grow in our appreciation of this most perfect prayer. the Our Father and pray it as it should be prayed every time we pray it, with the complete confidence and love of a child who dares to say, Abba, Father, Daddy. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Fructum ventris tui.